Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
You know what, Bill? It's all right that we're late. You want to know why it's all right that we're late? Because
it's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
That's pretty funny.
We're going rapid fire today, my friend. Right. And I'm going to do something a little unusual to start us off. It's the NFL.
Wait, you did research?
No, not that. I would never do that. No. Like, come on.
That was uncalled for. Sell that. That was me. That was me. I'm just mad you're running out. Please give me your rapid fire, well-researched, remarkably astute, I can't wait for it by yourself.
All right. Remember, you said all those things because I'm about to play something that might counter that. Bill, buy or sell Jaguars GM Trent Baalke farted yesterday while addressing the media.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Oh, my God. I mean, bye. What is there a debate out there about whether what that was?
Bye.
Never say excuse me. The time that I farted basically next to, but on top of, in a way, Brooklyn Decker, I just kept going. She said, wait, we stop. And I just tried to, you don't ever. No, man.
She brought attention to it.
Excuse me. I had some tacos.
I was crying this morning.
That is, buy or sell that's fireable. I'm being serious.
Sell.
You can't fire a guy for flatulence.
Let's say that we have a new boss. Mike Gaskin is gone. He's a radio host down in Philly, right? Ryan Hurley's in charge now. Let's say Ryan had you in for the first time to meet you, and you farted like that. Buy or sell would impact your career there.
Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Trent Baalke are on a little different career path.
Buy or sell, if you were talking to Ryan and David the first time you met Ryan and you farted like that, you would say, excuse me.
Sell.
Yeah, you just.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Buy or sell, you think this is a true story. I was once interviewing with a big boss who was new, who hated my agent but liked me, and was debating whether or not he was going to give me a new deal when his tooth fell out of his mouth and landed on his desk. And then, horrified, he apologized, put it back in, proceeded to tell me that he liked me, and then he sneezed or something, and his tooth shot across his desk and landed on my shoe. And I had to hand it to him. Buy or sell, do you think that's a true story?
Buy.
It's a true story.
Dude, you got a weird life, man.
It's a true story.
It landed on your shoe?
I looked down, and it was sitting on my shoe, and I thought, I'm going to have to hand this to him. He's a great guy, too. Well, you know, like, my brother has it, too. We're like, you know, like, if you get a tooth knocked out, they give you a temporary tooth. It was the temp tooth.
And you picked it up with your bare hand and just handed it back to him. And he just,
I mean, what else was,
right,
like, there was a
there.
Desk between us? What else was, like, buy or sell, you would have had a different solution.
Sell.
What are you going to, there was no Kleenex box. In my memory, I looked, you know, to,
I mean, maybe you let him walk over to you and pick his own tooth up off your shoe.
Off my shoe?
Everything's weird. I get it. But
bow in my presence. I mean, no.
Dude, keep your tooth in your mouth.
No, because, like, my brother, it happens.
Does it?
He's also a great guy.
Does it happen?
And I'm really hoping he's not listening. Probably not.
I don't know what else to say. So
I brought up the other day that I can't go to my cousin's. I'm bummed that I can't go to my cousin's wedding. His dad was listening. You never know.
That's true.
I got family in Wisconsin. All right.
All right, Bill, buy yourself.
Sorry, I just wanted to make a tooth joke. Go for it.
Bill, buy yourself Sean Payton's response yesterday when asked if the Broncos need to draft a quarterback next week.
Do we have to draft a quarterback? You'd say, man, it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback. And yet, it's got to be the right fit, the right one. And if we had the tip sheets as to who everyone else was taking, it'd be easier to answer that question. And so that's the puzzle here.
I have a question for you off of that. Buy or sell, you think Sean Payton knows how words work?
Sell.
What is he talking? I mean, I don't know. Sell his response. I don't know. What?
Sell.
What?
Well, I'd like to know what everyone else is doing in the draft. Oh, really, Sean? Really? Yeah.
Great, pal. They really coached you up there over at Fox Sports during that tenure. He went in. All right, you know what? I withhold that comment.
I think I know where you were going, but yeah. All right, but let's go from the NFL to college. Buy or sell Deion Sanders downplaying too much the mass exodus of players from Colorado into the transfer portal.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. What are we losing? I got time today. What are we losing? Potential. Yeah. Where? You haven't been watching practice, huh? Amen. We good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We good. We all right.
What was the question? I lost the question in the Deion Sanders spin fest.
Buy or sell Deion Sanders downplaying too much the mass exodus from Colorado.
I will buy that he's way over downplaying. That the downplaying is going on.
Buy.
Beyond the level that it should.
I love the reporter in the background just being like, depth? What are we losing? Depth?
Buy or sell, you think there's at least a 37% chance Deion's going to prove us all wrong again?
Buy.
It's possible. That feels like the odds, though, doesn't it? Feels like not even a coin flip.
I feel a lot different about Colorado now than I did after he got hired. I felt way better this time last year.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Don't have good vibes right now about Colorado football. All right, Bill, hoopier than now. Your guy, Kyrie Irving, he tried to defend himself yesterday about how he's portrayed publicly.
If you look at some of the guys on our team, we dealt with a lot of naysayers, a lot of critics, a lot of noise, just like other teams, but I think specifically with us. Somehow I was called a chaos agent for a little bit, and there was this narrative that I'm a locker room cancer, and all these things that ended up becoming just these run-of-show media pundits, and I didn't want to be the butt of anyone's joke, and I don't mind being the butt of anyone's jokes, but not at the expense or consequence of my teammates' success and our success as an organization. So I've just taken a lot of hits, learned how to hit back, learned how to protect myself, learned how to protect my brothers and my sisters, and keep the main thing the main thing.
Bill, buy or sell Kyrie's comments?
Sell.
Sell.
Don't promote anti-Semitic material. Don't do all the things you've done to be a distraction or be absent or be suspended or be unavailable. It's not my fault or anyone else's fault to talk about your shenanigans. It is your job not to engage in the shenanigans. And that is, by the way, not the proper term for the anti-Semitic drivel that he put out there. Give me a break. This is a guy who can't take responsibility, can't apologize, can't admit he's wrong, was never sorry, probably should still be suspended. It pisses me off, and we can go on to the next question. What a joke.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Klay Thompson's reaction at the Warriors' exit interviews to being asked about his future with the team.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. What's up with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous.
Buy or sell Klay's reaction.
Yikes, sell.
Sell.
That sounds like a guy who knows there's some tough decisions coming about his future and the amount of money he makes, whether or not he's there. I mean, by the way, we can live in the past. It's the recent past. And that past is you didn't make the playoffs. You want, what do you want, an award for playing some games? That is literally the joke. Then can I go give the Pistons their award first? Oh, I hate that. I like Clay a lot. People that succeed and succeed and succeed have a lot of trouble learning how to fail.
Bill, speaking of learning, buy or sell Charles Barkley's take on Jontay Porter's lifetime ban from the NBA.
I wish, because he's such a young kid, I want to make it clear. I understand why they did it, and rightfully so. But I wish they had said, okay, 5 years, something like that, to give him another chance. I understand, like I say, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I understand why they did it, but he's such a young kid. I wish they would, because, you know, I'm always, Nick Saban says something, and he's the greatest college football coach ever. He says, yeah, people give me a hard time when kids screw up, and I give them a second chance. He says, what am I supposed to do with them? Am I supposed to throw them out in the trash and wonder what's going to happen for them the rest of their life? And he does, and I always tell him I admire him because, you know, we all did stuff when we were young and dumb. And he says, I'm not going to throw an 18, 19-year-old kid out in the trash and say, good luck the rest of your life. Yeah. I'm going to punish him. We're going to punish him, and we're going to give him a second chance.
Bill, buy or sell Chuck's take.
I'm going to buy his take, but I'm going to do it for reasons. Let me parse this for a second. I love and buy his empathy, and I think that is there's some humanity in that I respect, and I hear what he's saying. But the Saban point isn't the right one because those are college athletes. This is a professional sport where the standards are higher, and not every crime is the same. Not every sin is the same. There's different levels of punishment for a reason when we do various things, and this is the kind of thing that has to be punished the way that it was punished. Although, I do actually extend sympathy to Jontay Porter if these allegations are true, and the NBA clearly thinks that they are, because if he has a gambling problem, that is brutal. But having dealt with people who have gambling problems, you can have great sympathy for those people and recognize that they do great damage to those who let them too close.
All right, Bill, let's stay in the NBA here. Buy or sell Kevin Durant has more pressure on him in these playoffs than Jason Tatum does.
But where's the sound? You're on a roll, though.
Yeah, 6-for-6.
I'm going to sell. It's a really good question. And I think there's actually he has a larger legacy to protect, and the swing on that is interesting. It's a really good question. But no, Jason Tatum and the Celtics have zero excuse to not at least make a finals and probably win. And if they don't, it'll largely be because Jason Tatum plays poorly late in games.
All right, Bill, let's squeeze in one last one here. Buy or sell the Lakers beating the Nuggets in the first round would inflate LeBron's legacy.
Yeah, look, it would inflate the way I view him by.
Buy.
It won't inflate his legacy because people don't get in the weeds that much. Buy or sell, you like the idea of when we do no context and we are at the end, that then you play way too much context and then you read like a 20-minute question.
Sell.
Just checking.
That's just me, though. That's just me.
Workshopping with you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.